The unusual group of clay figures which greeted visitors to the museum in Plymouth were there to provoke thought and conversation. None of them have any clear features, yet they're obviously people. The artist behind the project, Carmini Gupta, says it's an idea she's had for a while.
I conceived this project a couple of years ago when talking to a friend in Plymouth about the situation faced by refugees and asylum seekers. And it just struck me that they're in such a difficult situation that it's like they've left their countries and they arrive with this sort of hope and promise of a new life and a new place. But what they experience is a sense of a wasteland, a place of limbo.
It's hoped these faceless figures will make people realise how refugees and asylum seekers feel when they come to a foreign country. Leaving your home because you're afraid and scared is not something which is done lightly.
Fear. Since the day we've been in Iraq, as human being, we've been frightened, we've been forced, we've been tortured, we've been punished from the Iraqi government, Iraqi dictatorship.
Zabaz Ahmad is an Iraqi Kurd who left his home more than 6 years ago. He finds ignorance is the main barrier.
I thought this is a really great country and very like a European country, let's say, but unfortunately, there are, most of them is, of course, educated, but the problem is ignorant, you know. That when they see you as a, let's say, Middle Eastern, yeah, and they just see you different way and terrorists, but we are Kurdish.
Getting involved in making the clay figures has meant revisiting some of the attitudes which constantly face him on a daily basis. When he helped launch the project to school children, he wasn't shocked to hear what they thought of people like him.
Loads of children asked, told us, asylum seekers and refugees in this country, they got a mobile phone free, a house free, £2,000 when they come, when they arrived, as soon as they arrived here, which is, those things is totally, untrue.
It's a similar story for Iraqi Kurd Maji Muhammad Ali, who's been here for just over 4 years. He says he still gets a mixed reception from people in the street.
Some people is, it's not very good and it's disgusting to refugee. But some of us, I can't say all of them is no good.
Back at the museum, and a couple of younger visitors react to the clay figures they see.
It's about people that they don't really kind of know who they are and they're looking for new life and stuff.
Well, they don't look really kind of...
They look really, like a woman carrying a bean.
Yeah,
they're carrying
like,
a bean. Yeah.
It's like they want to like... I get like a new life and stuff.
So although these faceless figures initially appear without hope, they carry something which is quite significant. Artist Carmini Gupta explains the meaning behind the seed.
Each figure clutches a seed, and this seed is a red kidney bean, which is not indigenous to the UK, and it's travelled from other lands. And the seed symbolises the search for a new life. These figures are looking for somewhere to plant the seed and start a new life.
Changing people's attitudes can only happen over time, and projects like this are just some of the many ways people's perceptions can be challenged in a positive way.